Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Groundhog Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be, the faster way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And hey, it's snowing!
Woo-hoo! And it was snowing big time during the Love Train. Funny enough, as the Love Train started, the flakes just got huge quantities, huge in size, and then now that the Love Train is stopped, it went back to its normal snow falling.
I was having kind of a blizzard of really small flakes, and of course everything's turning white up here. Now the flakes have gotten slightly bigger, and not quite as much coming down. But like I said, my driveway's all covered, patio's all covered, trees are covering, and my grass is turning white. So my kid is so excited. I can't wait to get out there and run around a little bit with Robbie. So Nathan's gonna kind of having to reel me in and keep me on track here. And speaking of that, it is the first Sunday of February. Punxsutawney Phil stuck his head out, but on the East Coast, he saw his shadow. Apparently, there's some sun there, so six more weeks of winter. But hopefully, brightening up our day would be our next guest from Help Animals India. Wonderful work she does, and I'm so delighted to welcome back to Animal World. Eileen Weintraub is here. Good morning, Eileen.
Hey, everybody. Happy Year of the Snake.
The Year of the Snake. Is that what we've got going on, the Chinese New Year?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. The Lunar New Year last week.
Okay, just before we go into that, just time out. Do you have snow?
Not much.
Okay, so you're in one of the areas where you're not getting a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll get some. We're getting some. So anyway, let's go ahead. So Chinese New Year, we got all kinds of stuff going on. What do you want to share with us?
Well, it wasn't just Chinese New Year. It was a New Year for many Asian countries.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of the world. And just wanted to talk a little bit about the snake year.
I'd be real interested to know. I don't really know the significance of the Year of the Snake.
Well, first of all, snakes are a big part of our ecological system, especially in India.
Uh-huh.
And they do a lot to keep the environment going. And there's 3,000 species of snakes in the world. How do you like that?
How many?
We don't 3,000 different species.
Wow. Wow, I guess I didn't realize there were that many different kinds of snakes.
600 can be poisonous. So.
Wow.
So snakes are part of the ecosystem, and the group that Help Animals India supports sometimes have to do snake rescue. And,
oh, really?
Because they get into situations or... they get trapped or people don't want them on their fields. They have to be, taken to a safer spot. So they're definitely part of our ecosystem and help the environment. So snakes in general are worshipped as part of, in terms of Eastern, of the Kundalini, where the energy goes up and up and up, and, we get spiritually enlightened. So snakes are represented that way. You're
uh-huh.
familiar with that word. And then in terms of Year of the Snake, which comes every 12 years, and this is a wood snake year. There's five different elements, and wood is one of them. So it's kind of more stable. So hopefully it might be a more stable year. And
Kind of, not looking that way so far, but
Yeah, not so far. So snake people in general can be artistic and creative, and what we wish people for the snake year is that they can shed their skins and become better versions of themselves. So how do you like that?
Yeah, that's good. So how do you know if you're a snake person or not?
Well, you can just, this is 2025, so you can subtract 12 years from that going back. And, you know, you could look that up online.
Because I think it has to do, it doesn't have to do with when you're born determines what you are.
Yes, every year.
So if you don't know what you are, you just have to Google something that's got, you know, that will tell you how, because I know I'm a tiger.
Right. Yeah, we know you're a tiger, Martha. Tigers are very active and, you know, do all sorts of things. And so there's 12 different animals. And the tricky part is, though, if you're born in January, you might belong to the previous year because it doesn't change until the Lunar New Year, which is usually in late January, sometimes early February. You have to check that out. It's a very complex system. Like most
So if you want to know more about it, you could always Google Year of the Snake or something like that and find out more about it. But so it is a significant time of year because so I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Well, it's just that the snakes are part of the animal rescues, you know, of the groups we support. So, you know, it has a significance that way. And so they do see more snakes in India.
Yeah, and I imagine they have the great big kinds of snakes because of the climate and so forth.
Yeah, and the smaller ones, too.
Yeah, everybody. But interesting to know that you got some groups over there that actually have to rescue snakes from situations and so forth.
Yes, and we probably do here, too. We just don't hear about it so much.
Well, and I think not so much rescue as you'll see, you know, with it. You've got, you know, python stuff, you know, and a lot of them in Florida and so forth. But every once in a while, you'll see a news story where somebody has to come and pull a big snake out of the toilet or out of somebody's bedroom they get in the house. So those kind of rescues kind of go on.
Well, that's the thing about wildlife in our world. You know, they're just always, you know, they have enough trouble just being in the wild and existing, right. But then they have to interact with us. And we just posted a video of another rare type of otter that fell down a well. And all, I don't know if you remember Lassie, the show, and it's like, Timmy fell down a well. So they have these open wells all over India. And animals are always falling into them.
Uh-oh. So that's a fairly common thing in India. Open wells and animals falling in, huh?
Yeah, I guess we had them in our country because that's what I'm remembering with the Lassie story.
Right.
Do you remember that?
I was a fan of Lassie and Tim and watching. I can't say that I specifically remember the show, but
I remember that.
I know, though, if Timmy fell down a well, we know what Lassie was doing. Lassie was running home to get the family and somebody to come rescue Timmy out of the well.
Right. Well, in India, they have all sorts of animals. I mean, maybe children fall down also. I don't hear about that. But so we just rescued a new type of otter. And so they have to have all the crew. And so that's what, you know, the groups in India do along with all the cats and dogs and cows and monkeys. They help a lot of wildlife also.
Well, that's one of the wonderful things I love about Help Animals India is you don't just have like one organization where there's a storefront for Help Animals India in India. You as Help Animals India can spread the wealth around and you support all kinds of different, you know, little rescues or efforts to help all kinds of different animals. And so you know, I know that when, you know, my monthly donation goes in, I feel good because I know that some of that's helping in all kinds of animals all over the place in India.
Well, you should feel even better about the monthly donation because the dollar just jumped up again.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's worth even more, huh?
Yeah, it's worth. So Health Animals India is, there's no other charity like this that people can designate, you know, their donation to a particular group if, you know, if they're one of the groups we help already. And, you know, we will match it even from our general donations. And these groups in India, they don't have a way to get money from outside India very easily. So we facilitate all of that. And we're just thrilled to help these young activists who want nothing more than to rescue the animals, you know, from the street. They see them. They want to help them. So just for small amounts of money, like, you know, maybe they get a salary of about $150 a month, and they can have a great job helping animals.
Wow. That's amazing. So $150 a month is a great job?
Yeah, that's a good salary. And
wow.
You know, a veterinarian makes about $800 a month.
Wow.
So, you know,
wow.
You know, it's a different price structure.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's, you know, so, you know, it's an opportunity. So that's...
but, you know, I'm thinking just what popped in my mind, Eileen, because you've been doing Animal World, you know, with me for some time now. But I think I remember that when we first started doing the show, when you started doing it, that you were subsidizing some veterinarians or something. But I think you remember saying that a veterinarian only earned about $500 a month.
Right, yeah.
And now you said $800. So just
yeah,
in the, however...
The dollar is even up now, so I don't
right.
know.
Right. So, yeah. You know, however long we've been doing this, you know, the price has been going up, so...
Yeah,
but even so, $800 a month, you know, like over... That's nothing. So it really
yeah.
is a whole different culture and concept with all of this. And
yeah,
I know that they've got to really appreciate the work that you do. Because like you said, that it's not easy for them to, you know, do fundraising, you know, around the world.
Yeah, there's certain restrictions that they have. So we can get them the money that they need to run the projects and help the animals.
All right. Hello? So what's going on this month that we need to talk about?
Oh, what's going on? Well, we just did a PR for, you know, don't buy or breed while homeless animals die. And we're just trying to support the native dogs. Because, you know, not to buy the purebred dogs. Well,
so you find that, is that something happening now? We've got all, I mean, you used
yeah.
to really shock me and say, you know, 33 million street dogs in India. I don't know that that's changed a lot. But, you know, you have all the street dogs. And, am I hearing maybe that the lifestyle may be changing a bit and more Indian families are having dogs that are part of the family and live in the home and all of that. But instead of it being a native street dog, they're purchasing purebred dogs. Is that what
yeah.
you're saying? Okay.
Yeah. So it's a mixture of that. And, but the good news is we just had someone go through the city of Varanasi, which is our main project, and she said, oh, my God, what a difference in terms of less dogs on the street, healthier-looking dogs on the street. You know,
oh, wow.
We've
That's
been supporting
good news.
Spay and neuter like mad, you know, hundreds a month for years and years and years. That's our main project.
Wow.
And, you know, when there's less dogs on the street, they're respected more. And, you know, we try to call them what community dogs. So some of the dogs that we help might be a shopkeeper's dog that he lets just kind of sleep outside and feeds him leftovers. And he sort of, you know, just lives outside the shop. But that dog, you know, the shopkeeper might not take him to a veterinarian. So that's called a community dog. And so that's the best type of situation. So then they can, you know, take care of the dog, and we can support that. So that's, you know, it's a very nice situation. You know, people do love these dogs, but they don't have the ability to get them spayed, neutered, and also rabies vaccinated is very important. Because rabies, you know, if anyone, any human gets rabies, then the whole town, you know, comes up in arms about all the street dogs and start killing them. So that's not good. So we have to get all these dogs at least rabies vaccinated.
But I think you're making a significant dent in that situation.
We are. And many
rabies isn't as prevalent as it has been.
Yes, because they are very proud of they have these rabies-free cities. And,
right. So you're making progress. That's good. All right, I'm looking at the clock here, and I've taken us over time. So we're going to take a little pause here, take care of our advertisers. But no worries, Eileen's staying with us. And we will talk more with Eileen about helpanimalsindia.org. Get to that website, sign up for the newsletter, and oh, what a magnificent website it is. And more with Eileen and Help Animals India straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey-o, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are about midway through the second hour of our Groundhog Day edition of Animal World. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we will be talking to them today about 11:30, and Robin's going to join us. She's got a great meditation class starting this week, and what a great way to help you if you're having a challenge adjusting to the energies and what's going on around us right now. Meditation is a great way to find a better place within you. And we'll learn all about that from Robin later. And you can check out the classes coming up if you want to do it ahead of time, anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org. And, of course, our wonderful premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available for taking new clients to work with you with her sound healing, acutonics, chiropractic. And, my gosh, she's just a lifesaver. I don't know what I'd do without her. I thoroughly enjoy my time in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and all of that. And like I said, she keeps my body in balance, and I really appreciate her. And she does have room for new clients. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center online, or you can give her a call, leave her a message, because I know she's teaching this weekend, and she can work with you in person if you're around here, which is ideal, but she can also work with you remotely. So give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then, let us get back to our conversation. Eileen is here from Help Animals India. Good morning again, Eileen.
Hey, everybody. So I'd like to talk about the schools in India and how the groups we are helping are giving education to the children about how to help animals.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, great. Fill us in.
Yeah, so they just have these representatives go out and make it fun to the children, you know, with different games and you know, they can submit drawings of their favorite animals and also teach them how to interact with the street dogs so they don't get bit. You know, very mm-hmm. important information, like don't disturb a mom with her pups, and don't, you know, go put your hand where the dog's eating, and what to do if you do get bit. You have to rinse the wound out right away, because I just heard of someone who got bit by a cat, and they didn't even rinse the wound. It's very important. So they go out and give this education. And wouldn't that be great? I don't even know if they do that in our schools, and I certainly didn't get it. And, you know, you
I'm not aware of anything, but wouldn't that be wonderful to really start educating these kids when they're young and with viable information that they can use and how to help? Of course, it would be different education in this country than in India because, you know, we're different climates and different kinds of animals and so forth. That's a great idea. Are you supporting specific groups that go into schools that and educate the kids, or how is Help Animals India helping there?
One group we're helping that just does that specifically. And and then they have a different, you know, teachers who can do it in the specific languages and who are talented at promoting the material. And that's more of, the artistic end. And they do these charming drawings. They have contests. And, you know, hey, wouldn't that be great? You know, and just going back to my... You know, you come back from school and say, "Hey, Mom, let's get that cat spayed. I don't need to see the miracle of birth."
Uh-huh.
Where the child teaches the parent. But
right.
So, and then just in general, the other groups will just have, someone just going in at least teaching how not to get bit. And then also we have literature in the native language, whether it's Hindi or some other dialect, and that's distributed on the street so people can learn more. And they we need to distribute that literature, because when they see the truck coming around with the nets to catch the dog, they have to be educated on what we're doing. because, you know, you just see the dog catcher. You don't know they're going to take away your community dog. No, the dog's going to come back. But, you know,
right, they're just going to spay or neuter them and then bring them back.
Yeah.
You know, I think I was just thinking, I think it's such a great idea to be having these programs to educate the kids in school and especially teaching them about street dogs, because it is something that I occasionally run into, you know, as a behavior therapist and dog trainer, you know, and I go to people's homes and meet with their family and their dog to help them understand. Well, I see a lot of Indian families. And it's really interesting because sometimes I have to deal with a person that grew up in India but now lives here, and they have a real fear of dogs because of their experience with the street dogs and getting bit like you talked about. And then I run into another group that was more involved with the street dogs, but their concept of how you live with a dog is very different than ours, because the dogs are on the street and not in the home and stuff. So it does affect, you know, Indians as adults, you know. And so if they got consistent education in school about how to get along with the dogs and not get bit and all of that sort of thing, you know, they wouldn't end up with fear as adults that, you know, they have to deal with in other circumstances.
Yeah, well, they're just learning slowly because, you know, when they go around in our neighborhoods, and, you know, they see people's dogs and they learn how to pet them, and they, you know, just learn more about dogs.
Exactly, exactly. But I every once in a while I have to deal with someone that's actually afraid of their own dog. Or, you know, one member, the kids are okay, but the wife is afraid or whatever. And it all goes back to that early times in India. And not understanding the street dogs.
Yeah, well, it's sad, you know, that you do have these children playing on the street, and, you know, maybe there's an aggressive dog in the neighborhood, and no one's, you know, doing anything about them, and, you know, that's a sad situation.
Right, so, but, you know, the good news is that you are doing something to help educate these kids, and I just think that's a great program.
Yeah, well. We're doing a small part. India has a big
place. Right. So what else is going on?
Well, fortunately, there were, you know, with all the disasters we've had here, there were no major cyclones. There were some, you know, storms, but somehow we got through the year without any huge disasters. So
well, that's good.
That.
Yes, because we have had some significant weather and fire related stuff over here for sure. So I'm wondering, do you have an update on the elephants?
I just got a whole bunch of photos because someone wanted to support a significant milestone in their life. And so they gave us a gift, feed the elephants treats. So I got photos of pineapples and sugar cane and all sorts of special treats for the elephants.
I was going to say, you know, what is a treat for an elephant? So a pineapple or sugar cane is a treat for an elephant?
Yeah, they cut up the pineapple, but they basically feed it whole. And sugar cane, yeah. So
I would have never imagined.
They got all those treats. So I got photos of that. That was nice.
I just had a picture in my mind of an elephant trampling through a pineapple field in Hawaii, but I don't think that happens. but they do like pineapple.
Yeah, well, everyone likes pineapple. Yeah, they got to have some. So, you know, we did that for the donor that wanted to feed the elephant.
Because you help support an elephant sanctuary. And
yeah,
and how many?
Six rescued elephants, and they have
six. And I think you have room for one more. You have room for seven, isn't that what you've told us?
We had seven. One of the oldest ones passed away, so we have room for eight. So
I have room for eight.
Okay. But then as I showed you, you know, there's a lot of elephant education going on to get better conditions for the elephants that are in captivity, and also protect the elephants in the wild, because you know they are in jeopardy, And India had like, used to have like 100,000 elephants in the wild. Now it's like 2,000.
Wow. So, that's a significant cut.
And these elephants, they don't have tusks, unlike the ones in Africa. So they're a little different.
Well, wait a minute. So Indian elephants do not have tusks?
Right.
Really? So how did I not know that?
You don't have to worry so much about poaching.
Oh, so they aren't poached for the ivory, but they just actually do not grow tusks? I guess I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a little different. Yeah.
That
so
is.
We have the female elephants, and they're basically more calm and easier to handle.
Well, and also, and elephants in the wild, they do live in families in a group, but it's all females. The male doesn't necessarily live with
the... Yeah, they call them the matriarch.
Yeah, the matriarch. So they're a matriarchal society. So that works. That works well
but,
for rescue.
You know, I have to raise the money every year to feed, you know, help the 6 elephants. It's not cheap to feed an elephant, and then they have to have an attendant, and we have special elephant ponds, you know, for them to bathe in, and you know, have to, all that land has to be maintained for the sanctuary.
Absolutely, so, and that's got to be costly. I mean, it can't be cheap to feed elephants. I mean, they're huge animals. They have to eat a lot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and elephants are so intelligent and so intuitive and sensitive, and they really bond strongly with their, you know, the caretakers that care for them. There's a name for it.
Right.
Mahu, that's what it is. Yeah.
So the mahout, well, that tradition is at risk also because of the elephant mafia that was like controlling all the mahouts. I don't know. It's a whole complicated situation. But the mahout basically lived with the elephant and on the land in like a little hut or something. And the mahout family. The son would learn how to be a mahout also. So it was a whole tradition that existed. So, but nowadays, you know, just hire someone. But, you know, they have to know how to take care of the elephant.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
So the 6 elephants that are at the sanctuary are all doing well.
Yes.
And have you got your eyes on other elephants to come in, or?
Yeah, they're working on it. It just takes a long time. I don't know. You know, you remember how complicated it was in this country,
right?
Getting elephants.
Of course.
Down
well, I'm wondering if more like temples, because one of the traditions has been having elephants at temples, because of course the god Ganesh is, you know, part elephant. As an elephant head, so elephants are quite significantly.
Yeah, there's still quite many in the temples. So
yeah, so they're you know, spiritually they're quite significant. But what we've talked about lately a few times is they've come up with a wonderful kind of answer to that, and they've created like mechanical elephants.
Yeah, robotic and, elephants. It's 7 feet tall.
Yeah, they're like robot. They're huge, like a regular elephant. And Eileen has posted photographs and videos of these things, but they're absolutely, really, incredibly cool. These big, huge robotic elephants, and so they're able to use them for the spiritual blessings and so forth in the temple. So they don't have to have a real live elephant, and the elephants can go to sanctuary, because even if the elephants are living in a temple and have that wonderful spiritual energy, they're not getting what they need. They don't get to rock hundreds of miles every day and all that sort of stuff. So.
Well, they're basically prisoners there, and they don't get anything they need. They're living on a cement floor. So this is a win-win for the elephant, for the temple. They don't have to, you know, feed the robotic elephant, just, you know, oil the joints and things like that.
Right.
And the kids love it. So it's like Disneyland. Looks like a Disneyland elephant.
So that's really great. So do you think that that is taking our more temples getting robotic elephants?
Yeah, just a slow going.
Just like, okay.
Yeah, I think right now it's just a few. And PETA India actually bought those for the group. PETA has an India branch called PETA India. And they're a lot larger than we are. So they can...
give them some credit then for purchasing some robotic elephants.
There's a lot of groups that are helping in India. India groups themselves, there's something called the Animal Welfare Board of India, and they're supposed to be funding all the street dogs stay and neuter, but they don't do a very good job. So, it's complicated. It's a big country, 1.3 billion people, and I think it surpassed China already in population.
Wow.
And their land mass is smaller than us and smaller than China. So it's a very crowded but vibrant and colorful place.
Very true. That's one of the things I remember about the photographs, the videos of these robotic elephants is the magnificent color. With them. Now, if people want to know, if they go to helpanimalsindia.org, the website, have you got photographs and stuff of the robotic elephants there?
No, I think we just have it on the social media, but anyone can email and I'll certainly send it to them. And I'd love to hear from anybody who's listening or could, and then, just add your email to our list on our website. It's only every other month. And, cheers us all up. Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's all, everybody goes to helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for, give them your email address, sign up for the newsletter. And if you wanted to, shoot an email to Eileen, please do. She says she'd love to hear from you. And, any acknowledgement from us and, is just encourages her to continue the great work that she's doing. And, I sure appreciate having you to keep us informed every month. And, I'm glad to know there haven't been a lot of natural disasters and stuff, there this
year.
Well,
it's just the usual. They had the drought and they had storms. There was nothing, significant. Well, they had one earthquake, but it was in it wasn't so bad. So there you go. It wasn't earth shattering. There were some human deaths, but not. It wasn't so bad. So let's hope for a quiet year all around for everybody.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Well, Eileen, I really appreciate you and thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Please continue to do all the great work and we will chat again the first Sunday of March.
Okay. Many blessings to you, Martha, and everybody.
All right. Thank you, Eileen, and blessings to you, too. And enjoy any snow if you get it, because it's not going to be here for very long. All righty. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Nathan. I have been totally distracted because it remains. It's snowing, snowing, snowing. It was almost like blizzard snow here for a little while. It's
very hit or miss today. Now over here, it's just back to visible rain.
No, I've still got major snow, but now the flakes have gotten really teeny tiny again. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. But anyway, so I've been sitting here half watching the screen, and you got half watching my hummingbird feeder right outside my office window here. And I'm wondering, do hummers, fly in the snow? And, usually, when they're not feeding, they're sitting somewhere. But I imagine they can't really sit out there in the snow because they'd get covered and really fast. Anyway, so finally, though, one of my regulars just showed up here and dipped in and got a few drinks. But I noticed because my hummingbird feeders are all, under the eaves and stuff, so they're out of the actual falling snow. And sure enough, this little hummer came and actually sat on the feeder for a little while. So I think was taking a break from the falling snow. And tanked up a little extra here. But so I did get the answer to my question. Yes, they fly in the snow, and yes, they come to the feeders, but maybe they're going to just sit there and hang out for a little while. I can't see my heated feeder because that's in the back of the house, and sometimes they just come and sit on that because it's warmer there. I just bought a heat lamp. I'm going to try to figure out how to spoil my hummingbirds and make a warm-up station for them somewhere, but I haven't quite figured out how to do it, but I do have the heat lamp now, so now I got to figure it out. I saw, you know, Nathan, I saw something on Facebook, you know, or a post like that on social media, you know, of people that had put up a heating lamp and had kind of a warm-up station for the hummingbirds, and boy, did the hummingbirds really gravitate to the area and were really liked it. So
it reminds me of like when you're incubating an egg and you got to keep it a certain temperature, and they have that, you know, lamp that keeps it warm.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do. So anyway, let's we got to take care of advertisers one more time, and then have a real quick current events, because nothing new yet. We're still gearing up this year, but tell you about the things you got to mark your calendars for. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues with current events right after this. We'll be here until noon today. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune in to our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of our Groundhog Day edition of Animal World. By the way, if you didn't hear the news, Punxsutawney Phil, he came out early this morning. And he saw his shadow. So 6 more weeks of winter. But, you know, I could make an argument for if Punxsutawney were here, he'd come out and not see his shadow. So we have an early spring coming. But I don't think that's how it works. Especially I look out the window and there's nothing but snow. And I got to say, hey, Nathan. You know, well, Nathan and I, we put, you can put backgrounds on, you know, when you're Zooming. And we have our snowing and snow-colored evergreen trees spinning and the snowflakes falling, just to get in the spirit of the day. Well, I have to tell you, Nathan, my window out the window looks exactly like the background now. My evergreens are all covered in snow like
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
The Primadale Dallas are covered. Everything's covered. I'm going to stand up for a second so you'll lose my voice.
Well, for me, looking at our trees out here, I'm just seeing a little bit of a frosty covering. It's more of a dusting on top of them. I wish they could be looking like the trees, like you're saying, but right now we're still waiting for that to happen over here. Still just a little bit warmer than you got it up there.
Yep, so I'm covered now. I just looked at my everything, the ground totally covered. All of the concrete, all of the grass, and on my empty table on the patio right outside, I'm on the way to 2 inches. You know, so...
No kidding.
Yeah,
I'm on the way already. And this morning
just since we started, because there was no snow, I had only visible rain when we started the show. So it's been almost 2 hours. 2 hours ago, visible rain.
And no inches of snow on the ground?
No inches of snow on the ground and just visible rain. But now I'm on the way to 2 inches everywhere.
Wow. So you're really getting it good out there.
Well, yeah, at least it's going to be good enough that I get to go play in the snow a little bit after the show and run around with Robbie. And then, you know, Sunday is chore time. And now I still, because, you know, rain, snow, whatever, Sunday is the day I put out my garbage and recycling and compost type stuff. Uh-huh. And this week is everything out, wouldn't you know, when it's going to be all snow. So I am going to have to deal with the garbage and the recycle and all that stuff and hauling it out to the road, and we're all snow covered. So I do have to deal with that. But the kind of the day off I get is that with this much snow now covered, I won't be able to scoop poop.
Robbie gets to go out and mark up his winter wonderland.
Yep. So I'm going to get the day off, I think, from poop scooping, because I'm always usually scooping poop Sunday afternoon. That's when I make sure everything is policed. And I was working yesterday, so I couldn't ahead of time say, I better scoop poop today because I won't be able to tomorrow. I wasn't here. I was out working. So I guess I get the day off of that. And before we run out of time here in this hour, let's take a look and see if there's anything to report on current events. Let's see, I still have on the top of current events, I have the safe places that Merritt has recommended for us to donate to help the animals in the fires of California. The first one is the Animal Wellness Foundation, animalwellnessfoundation.org for donations. The Pasadena Humane Society, pasadenahumane.org/give. And then the SPCA LA branch, and that website to donate is spcala.com. spcala.com/donate. All righty. Then let's see. We've no events that I have for Northwest Stream Center yet, but I'm sure I'll have some soon. Let's see. We just talked about with Meow. Well, okay. Now I have, that's the Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Their 2025 fur ball auction will be, and dinner will be May 10th. So May 10th for Homeward Pet Adoption Center annual fundraiser, their fur ball auction. Then Seattle Humane, their annual will be 2025 Tuxes and Tails. That'll be May 17th. And now it looks like that Meow Cat Rescue has picked the dates for their fine wines and felines. That'll be June 21st. So you can go spend your money for Homeward Pet and Seattle Humane, and then you'll have another month to save up to go help support Meow at Fine Wines and Felines on the 21st. So that's it in the current events department for this month. Nothing new. But I imagine, you know, as we're heading towards closer to the end of winter next month, that more events will be coming up. So we are good there. And it's still snowing here.
Just had another flurry come through. Lightning up again. I mean, it's just that kind of day where we're looking outside and then, oh, it's a big winter wonderland. Then 2 minutes later, you look out the same window. Where did it all go?
Yeah, well, it has been continuous since it started here. Even all the electrical wires are all covered with snow.
Oh.
And it's big enough that all of a sudden you see something, a big chunk of something falling off a tree limb. But I also think that my big raven is up there messing around in the trees and knocking some snow off on the limbs.
Yeah, my feet are cold. I need to get this off of here.
Yeah, I have a big raven that owns the neighborhood and talks a lot. But so I saw him for a moment there. Anyway, Gollywiz, we are out of time here for hour number two. We're going to fire up hour number three, and that means we get to get on the love train one more time. Woohoo! And we're going to stick with the love train for the foreseeable future with everything that's going on the planet and especially in this country. We need to be sending love everywhere. So you don't get to opt out here, folks. Dancing is required. Because this is not only sending the love, but it's also giving us a little bit of exercise and getting moving. And so dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And then you're going to send love everywhere that you feel connected with or want to send the love, especially in this country, especially around the world. And I felt a major heartbreak this morning. Feelings very hurt when I tuned into Canada. If you don't know what I'm talking about, never mind. But if you do, if you don't, you better pay attention. If you do, let's send our friends in Canada some. I can't even talk about it or I'm going to cry. Let's send them some love. So love everywhere. And I energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy and juice for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit. Recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues. Help animals 24-7.org, Merritt and Beth, and the chickens are next. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.